This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. So you send over this piece, Six Tips to Improve Your Website Navigation by Jim Clannon.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And our mission today, really, is to dig into Clannon's advice and figure out how you can use it to make your website easier for visitors to navigate and, you know, better for search engines too.
Exactly. It's all about those practical tips where good user experience and smart SEO really overlap nicely, making those basic navigation bits work harder for you.
Right. So Clannon starts with navigation location. He's pretty clear. Stick with the standards, like a horizontal bar up top or maybe a vertical one on the upper left.
The familiar spots.
Yeah, yeah. But is there ever a time you think where breaking that mold might actually be beneficial? Or is it just safer for our listener to stick with what people already know?
Well, that's a good question. Look, a unique placement might feel creative, but Clannon's point, and it's a strong one for you, is really about user intuition. Don't fight it. People are just conditioned, you know, they expect navigation in those places. Move it somewhere weird and you cause hesitation, maybe even frustration.
Ah, so that split second of where is it can be a problem.
Totally. For usability, definitely. And for SEO, too, because if someone gets confused and leaves immediately, that's a bounce. So, sticking with familiar spots, it signals trust, professionalism. Effortless is the goal.
Effortless. Got it. So it's less about clever design, more about clarity for location. Okay, so if where it lives is about familiarity, the next thing is what the links actually say.
Right, the labels.
Clannon really pushes back against generic stuff like services or products.
Huh.
Why are those apparently so bad?
Well, think about it from your customer's point of view. What words are they actually typing into Google?
Okay.
He uses that Howard Payne Company example. Their customers aren't searching for the word products. They're looking for kitchens or maybe bathrooms.
The specific thing they want.
Exactly. Using those specific searchable terms as your navigation labels, that creates a direct link. It's clearer for the visitor, sure, but it also tells search engines exactly what that section of your site is about. Big SEO boost.
It's like speaking their language, really. So instead of just products, if you sell, I don't know, outdoor gear, you'd have hiking boots, tents, backpacks.
Precisely. Much more direct. Much more likely to match what someone's actually searching for. Think of them like signposts on your website highway. Specific signs get people there faster. Vague signs. Confusion.
Leads to getting lost. Okay. Makes sense. All right, Clannon's third tip, fewer options. He says even, what, 8 choices could be too many, causes cognitive overload. Why is less more here?
Yeah, cognitive overload. It's like, imagine walking into a store and there are just rows and rows of slightly different jam.
Right, analysis paralysis.
Exactly. Too many choices make it hard to decide. Online, it's the same. A long list of navigation links forces the brain to work harder. And, you know, research suggests our short-term memory isn't great at holding tons of items at once, maybe around 7, like he mentions.
So limit the choices.
By offering fewer, really focused options, you cut down that mental work. Visitors can quickly scan, see the main areas, and decide where to go. Much easier.
Okay, so by cleaning it up, you're making the important pages stand out more, less likely to get buried, guiding them better.
Exactly that. A clean navigation isn't just nicer to use. It actively directs attention to your most important stuff. That helps achieve whatever your website's goals are, right?
It makes perfect sense. Okay, tip 4 is about the order of items. Clannon talks about the primacy and recency effect. We remember the first and last things best. How should our listener use that?
Yeah, it's funny how memory works, isn't it? So his advice is basically put the less critical stuff in the middle slots. They get less attention there. But maybe more importantly, he flags that strong expectation users have for contact us. Where does that usually go?
Always last, right? On the far right or bottom of the list.
Almost universally, yeah. People just expect it there. Breaking that expectation feels off.
Definitely. So it's kind of two things. Put your most important stuff first or last for memory. But also respect those really strong conventions like contact us at the end.
Precisely. Understand those little psychological shortcuts people use and design with them, not against them. Ordering things thoughtfully makes the site feel more intuitive and helps guide users where you want them to go.
Gotcha. Okay, moving to tip 5. He's really strong on this one. Use text links, not graphic buttons, for navigation. Why? He mentions SEO first.
Right. The SEO problem is fundamental. Search engines like Google, they read websites by analyzing text.
Mm-hmm.
They need text to understand what a page is about, how pages connect, They can't, or at least not very well, read text that's just part of an image file. So if your main navigation is all graphic buttons without actual text behind them, those links are essentially invisible to search engine crawlers. They can't follow them easily, can't understand your site structure properly. That can seriously tank your rankings.
Invisible links. Not good. And didn't he also mention some practical issues like loading and editing?
Yeah, good point. Images are just bigger files than text. So graphic navigation often means slower page load speeds.
Which everyone hates.
Slow loading equals frustrated users, higher bounce rates. Plus, think about updates. Changing a text link. Simple. Editing a graphic button usually means digging up the original image file, making changes, re-uploading. It's just more hassle.
Much more work for a simple change. Okay, text links it is. Finally, tip 6, no drop-down menus. He says they create a mental stop and add clicks. What's the issue here?
Yeah, the mental stop idea is interesting. You hover over a main menu item, a drop-down appears, and you have to stop what you were doing, process this new list. It breaks your flow.
I can see that.
And needing that extra click to get to the subpage just adds a tiny bit more effort, more friction. From an SEO perspective, sometimes content hidden only in drop-downs can be harder for search engines to find and crawl properly, especially if it's not linked elsewhere.
Okay.
Plus, users might just jump straight from the drop-down to a deep page, completely skipping the main category page. They could miss important overview info you put there.
Right, bypassing potentially useful parent pages.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try and wrap this up for our listener. Clannon's advice seems to boil down to keep it simple and intuitive, really.
Pretty much.
So, familiar navigation location. Use specific searchable labels. Think like your customer. Offer fewer options to avoid overload. Be smart about the order of links using memory effects and conventions. Stick with text links for SEO and speed.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe steer clear of drop-down menus if you can.
Exactly. And connecting that back to your goals.
Yeah.
Making these changes, which might seem small, really adds up. You get a site that's genuinely easier, maybe even more pleasant for people to use.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, it's clearer to search engines. Better indexing, better understanding of your content. That helps visibility, helps engagement. It all works together.
So here's something for you, our listener, to think about. Take a look at your own website's navigation right now. Just picture changing one thing based on this, maybe swapping a generic label like solutions for something really specific your customers search for, or just cutting down a menu that's gotten too long.
Mm-hmm, just one change.
How might that single adjustment immediately change how visitors move through your site? And what could that mean downstream for reaching your specific objectives?
Yeah.
Something to consider. It's all about clearing those pathways.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.